Italy is taking drastic measures to combat soccer violence after a policeman was killed in Sicily last week by rioting soccer fans. Among the changes, spectators are barred from stadiums that do not meet safety regulations. NPR Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
7 months after basking in its World Cup victory glory, Italy is in a state of shock. 38-year-old police officer Filippo Raciti was killed Friday by rioting fans who hit him with a blunt object after the Catania-Palermo derby. All games, domestic and international, were indefinitely suspended. The government has announced a packet of emergency measures. Interior Minister Giuliano Amato said spectators will be allowed entry only into safe stadiums.
I know that it seems absurd. Absurd to have soccer played without a public. But it is even more absurd that someone should die for soccer.
Only four Italian stadiums meet the required safety norms. That means that when matches are allowed to resume, most teams will be playing to empty seats. Other measures include greater use of surveillance cameras and stricter punishments for anyone involved in violence. Clubs will also be barred from selling blocks of tickets to hardcore fans known as ultras, who are responsible for soccer violence throughout the country. Carlo Pietrangeli is a 30-year veteran soccer spectator who finds it increasingly tough to go to matches.
Everyone knows who those thugs are. For one reason or another, no one wants to arrest them. They make up maybe 5% of all spectators. I've seen these groups in different cities. They're all linked together, and all they want to do is beat up policemen.
One of the new government measures is to force clubs to cut all ties to the ultras. Former Interior Minister Giuseppe Pisano explains why.
There are many clubs that give huge blocks of tickets to the ultras, and these fans use them to finance their sprees of violent attacks. These ultras are now more powerful than the clubs themselves.
In many cities, the ultras are the concessionaires for team merchandise and have financial links with the clubs. Catania president Antonino Pulvirenti says his club has been fighting a losing battle against the mafia-like troublemakers, inspired by extreme right-wing and xenophobic ideas. He calls them barbarians who have held us hostage for years. But one of the main challenges is who will pay for costly safety measures in stadiums that don't belong to the clubs but to local municipalities. This conundrum has already obstructed enactment of earlier anti-violence legislation, and club owners are worried about the economic impact of the game's suspension. The president of the Association of Italian Soccer Clubs, Antonio Matarese, went so far as to say that deaths form a part of the soccer world and the game must go on. He was widely criticized for the remark. But some analysts worry that economic concerns may prevail. Italian soccer produces an annual revenue of $6.5 billion. The state itself takes in nearly $400 million annually in tax revenues from legal betting. Nevertheless, drastic measures are necessary if the national collective love affair with soccer is to survive. Italian stadiums have become among the most deadly in Europe. Many of them are no-go zones for the police. And sports-loving spectators are becoming an endangered species. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.